This is Sunday morning, 5:4:25. This is a Prophet's Corner Uncut. The title is Travail. On 5:3:25 in the morning, early morning, while reading my Bible, I had travail come on me. Several scriptures in the New Testament give reference to travail. We're going to look at that first before I get into the rest of it. John 16. Verse 21. A woman, when she is in travail, has sorrow because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish for joy that a man is born into the world. There's several times the Lord has said in the visitations about it's just going to fall off of you. You're just going to walk out from under it. You're just going to be so busy doing stuff for me, it'll just fall off of you, kind of. Okay, let's keep going. Galatians 4, verse 19. My little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 9. For ye remember, brethren, our labor and travail, for laboring night and day, because we would not be chargeable unto any of you. We preached unto you the gospel of God. Chapter 5. Verse 3. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon thee as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. And I have one more here. 2 Thessalonians 3:8. Neither did we eat any man's bread for naught, but wrought with labor and travail night and day, that we might not be chargeable to any of you. In John 16, travail means to produce literally or figuratively. In Galatians 4:19, it means to experience birth pangs. 1 Thessalonians 2:9, it means toil or sadness. 1 Thessalonians 5:3, means pang or throe of birth or childbirth. 2 Thessalonians 3:8, toil or sadness. And I wrote here, I can honestly say that I felt more miserable than the last couple of weeks, except when I was pregnant and overdue. You're so miserable, nothing seems to comfort you. And I was walking in my garden and asking the Lord, what was all this about? And as the travail came, I saw two women from my past. I have seen one of them three times in the last few months and the other twice in the last few months. Then the Lord gave me this passage of scripture. This is David, and so I identify with what he was going through. Okay, we're going to look over there. 1 Samuel 22. He was running from Saul. Saul had killed all the prophets of the Lord for even talking to David. He went to the Philistines and acted like a madman. He was so desperate that he ended up hiding in a cave. And this is what happened. 1 Samuel 22. Samuel 22. Okay, just a minute. 22. Starting with verse 1 there. David therefore departed thence and escaped to the cave Adullam, When his brethren and all his father's house heard it, they went down thither to him. And everyone that was in distress, and everyone that was in debt, and everyone that was discontented gathered themselves unto him, and he became a captain over them. And there were with him about 400 men. David went thence to Mizpah of Moab, and he said unto the king of Moab, Let my father and my mother, I pray thee, come forth and be with you till I know what God will do for me. He brought them before the king of Moab, and they dwelt with him all the while that David was in the hold. And the prophet Gad said unto David, Abide not in the hold, depart and get thee into the land of Judah. Then David departed and came into the forest of Hereth. The Lord has also said in some of the visitations to raise our expectations. I believe we're about to see the ones that God has spoken to us about show up and join us. We are to set our sights on that prospect. This morning I woke up about 4 o'clock and I got up and began to pray. A couple hours in, the Holy Spirit began to say these things to me. Reformation, the state of reformed, of being reformed. When Jesus came on the scene, he began to teach that the kingdom of God was at hand. That's Mark. Let's look at it. Mark 1:15. It's not the only time it said, I don't believe, but and saying, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. The renewing of the mind is the ascension process. All the weirdness that I've heard out there, all these kind of truthers talking about the ascension, and if you don't do this and you don't do that, you could be left out, and all this, you know, just a bunch of crap. If you just really want to be honest about it, that's all it is. It's renewing of the mind. It's how you ascend. The Lord's told us, raise your expectations. Just 3 years in the earth taught us about the kingdom of God. When he was crucified, the disciples were told to wait until the Holy Ghost came, so they would have the power to bring in the reformation of the kingdom of God. They were trained in the 3 years, but they waited in the wings until Pentecost happened for them to begin. They had to have the power. At the cross, Jesus said, it is finished. It meant a lot of things. First of all, we were purchased from Satan's stronghold over our lives, and the old institution where God lived in a box and was barred from his creation was over. Now, through the Holy Ghost, he would live in their spirit. The Holy Spirit said to me that this is where you sit, in a holding pattern, waiting in the wings until the right moment of reformation begins. There are many of us all over the world waiting in the wings, ready to begin the reformation process, renewing the minds of the people to receive the King. The kingdom of God appears 53 times in the New Testament. God's never changed his mind. The kingdom of God was his idea from the very beginning in the garden. Get this in your head and heart this morning. The kingdom of God is at hand. We have a front row seat in the reformation of the thousand-year millennial reign of Christ. We are about to see the greatest show on earth right before our eyes. We're groaning right now because birth is imminent. We must carefully follow the Holy Spirit so that we don't get preconceived ideas on how we think it's going to look like. In other words, there's a lot of religious stuff out there painting all kinds of pictures about the book of Revelation, and they're all wrong. Many years ago, the Holy Spirit began to show me that it will be a natural kingdom where natural men live and breathe and work and play. It will not have the baggage that we're all dealing with today, but evil will be gone from the earth. It is literally heaven in earth. Religious thinking that causes men to miss it. But God has his apostles and prophets and intercessors in place to usher it in. I hope this encourages you today. The whole creation is groaning in birth pangs to see the manifestation of the sons of God and they live in the kingdom of God.